Blog Talk Radio.
This to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Hey!
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Yeah. your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
Thank you.
In the words of Gina Storm, happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This is the brainstorm of none other than Barry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Here you are met with your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening, Paul? Doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. You know, struggling.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear it.
Yes, sir. You know, I was just listening to that last song, and it was just revealing itself to me that we got to be careful when we pray for increase. I'm not saying don't do it, because we need to, but we have to recognize what comes with it.
Yes, sir.
A lot more responsibility, and with that responsibility of doing work for the kingdom, doing kingdom work, comes attacks from the enemy. The more work you have, the more things you've got to do for the kingdom, the more he's going to try to stop you. So just be prepared when you ask for that increase. But just also know that God is able and will be there with you through it. So don't stop asking for that increase. Just be ready.
Just be ready.
But I also Amen. Was told once that the greater the attack of the enemy, the greater your blessings when you break through that. So that's even more reason to ask for that increase.
Amen.
He's not going to give you anything that you can't handle, and that he's not going to be there with you going through it. Tonight, as always, the last Sunday is Youth Poetry, or just Youth Sunday, I should say. It's a platform that's available for our young folks. And in lieu of that, for us more seasoned folks, our theme for tonight is, how do you feel about your growth? Are you pleased with where you are now versus where you came from? And Van and everybody else, I want us, everybody, to post a picture from back in the day. Let us see where you came from. Don't be scared. We all got those funny-looking pictures, especially them school pictures, brother. That's all right. We all still God's children, so we're beautiful. It don't matter. So join in the fun. Post a picture. Let us see what you used to look like. And with that being said, Van, would you bring us in prayer? But would you also just pray for the strength of my family with what we're going through with my nephew? His condition seems to be getting worse.
Absolutely.
But God still has the last say. And as we know, Gangsta Granny, Mama Ola Daisy, is also hospitalized with COVID and double pneumonia. And at her age, that's not something easy to fight through. So, you know, just keep the family in prayer, but also just pray the show in that we might be pleasing to God this evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you this evening, Lord, asking always forgiveness for the sins that we have committed against you that you are not pleased with. Father God, we come humbly lifting up those who are sick and shut in, Lord God. We need you to touch them, Lord, as only you can. You're the one that give the doctors the abilities that they have, Lord God. But Father God, we're asking you to bypass the doctors and just go in yourself and just touch them. We know you are able to heal. But we haven't asked in the right way. So Father God, tonight we are asking for your healing power as according to your will and not our will. So Father God, you know the prayers of those that have gone up willingly, silently, openly, publicly, for those who are truly going through illnesses. And Father God, as we've just heard over the last few days, there's a brand new strain that is not even the vaccines or even cure it or fight it. It's so aggressive. And Father God, we know that only you can heal the land. Only you can heal the people. But whatever we need to do as your people, allow us to be the instruments to help with that healing process. Father God, we've lost so many relatives, friends, people we don't even know. But Father God, we're lifting everyone up to you right now. We all have our own battles that we face. But we are stepping outside of us to pray for someone else. So, Father God, please hear us. Please hear us. We know our prayers don't fall on deaf ears because we know that you are listening. And we need you, Father. We need you unlike any time before. Help us, Father. Help your people. Saint and sinner, because you love us all.
Yes, hallelujah.
You love us all. Because you created us all. We may not make you happy on a lot of days. But we're begging and pleading right now for you to heal. Father God, we ask these things in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, your Son, in whom we believe. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for that, man. Yeah, there's so much going on in the world that, you know, that is beyond our abilities to change, to fight, to do anything with. But take it to the throne. So our prayer lives should have increased tenfold over the last month just because of what we see going on in the world, let alone within our families and our own circles, but within the world. Like you said, man, we need God more than ever before. We need you, Lord. Thank you so much for that, man.
To God be the glory.
Yes, yes. We thank him for using us however he may. I'm still dumbfounded and scratch my head wonder why and how he uses a knucklehead like me, but he does. And I'm not going to question him.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not going to question him because he knows a whole lot more than I do.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Hopefully avail myself to him and pray for the strength to be obedient to what he calls me to do. So, Van,
yes.
My question to you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
On our topic for tonight is, are you pleased where you are now versus where you were at one point in time?
No.
Are you pleased with your growth?
I'm not. I'm not pleased with my growth. I am not. And I'm not pleased with my growth.
I know that's a hard answer to give.
Because I fight God on some of the decisions that he made that I had no choice or no say in the matter. I find in my time with him, about 70% of the time, I find myself questioning him instead of listening to him. But it's funny how how God knows what you need. Because yesterday, just yesterday, I spoke with a pastor friend of mine whom I've always sought for wisdom, guidance, counsel, and just real honest conversation about what God would say about things. Talked to him for an hour yesterday. And my soul needed to be fed on a level that I did not know I needed. And he showed me my growth and showed me where I am so I can with certainty say, no, I am not pleased with where I am now versus where I was. Because sometimes when you lose things, you feel like you've lost your purpose. And you have to get that back again. So my journey to regain my purpose is where I am. What me and God are fighting over. And I won't necessarily say fighting because he's talking but I'm yelling. And it takes two people to argue. He's just waiting for me to stop being a defiant, disobedient child and just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I thank you for the transparency on that. I know that wasn't a difficult, that was a difficult answer to give. It's always difficult to look at where we perceive ourselves as not living up to our potential or failing in certain things. It's not easy. But I thank you for your transparency because there may be others in that same area, you know, but they see that, you know, there's a way out. And it's a blessing to be able to recognize that. So thank you for that, man. Appreciate that.
For his glory, man, not mine.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to say
that's right. Mhm. Uh-huh. But you lost that fight.
Yeah, I lost that one.
That's all right. Sometimes it's a good thing to lose a fight. You learn something from it. Oh,
absolutely.
Man. Our God works in so many different venues and so many areas of our lives that it's not funny.
Right.
But it just shows just how much he loves us because he's willing to go through all of our defiance and our rebelliousness and still love us through it.
Amen. Amen.
He's there where man will give up on us. He never gives up. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. And what about you, my good brother? What about you?
After listening to you, my answer still remains the same, that I'm pleased with my growth, but yet after listening to you, I realize that I'm not done growing. I've got a lot of work to do yet. I'm better today than I was a few years back, but I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And the reason why, because I, too, fight with God. I'm one of those types to think I know it all.
Right.
And when I try to show the Creator that I know better than he, that 100% of the time, I end up seeing the truth in the matter that, no, I don't. I need to shut up, sit back, and allow God to lead me and become more obedient. So yes and no would be my answer to that question, if you can understand my reasonings for that.
Absolutely.
But I am grateful that he's not done with me yet. He hasn't washed his hands of me yet. He hasn't cast me into the realm of a reprobate, and turned his back on me. Because that would kill me. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, any kind of leaves that you could think of, it would kill me. So that lets me know I have a chance, but I can't squander it. I don't know how much he'll put up with my rebelliousness and with me being me instead of me being the me that I was created to be. So I can't get comfortable in my zone of being pleased with the growth that I've made. That's just something to encourage me to continue.
Amen. Thank you for being transparent, brother.
When we're standing in the face of God, how can we be any other way?
Indeed. Indeed.
Although there are times when I'm sure there are times when I was. Many times. But not today. Not today.
Right.
Today, Satan, you're not going to have your way. You're not going to have me look the other way. I'm going to stare straight at my Father. And let him see the honesty and the truth of my words.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's a scary thing when I think about what my life would have been had he not brought me through a lot of what I came through, had he not guided me, pulled me out of the way, and quite honestly just snatched me out of harm's way on many occasions. It's kind of frightening to think of where I would be had it not been for his influence in my life, had it not been for the prayers over my life.
Amen.
The fact that I'm here even talking right now is testimony to God's love and his grace, his forbearance, and the power of prayer. Because I'm sure the only reason I'm here today is because my mama and a few others prayed for me on a regular. I don't know how her knees lasted with some of the things I put her through. I don't know how them knees lasted, but God was with her as well. And that prayer warrior, it kept me straight until I could pray for myself. And even beyond that, she prayed for me. And I know that right now she intercedes for me with the Heavenly Father in heaven. So I really have to pick up my pace because now she's taking it directly to him, face to face to him. I can't let her down. I can't let him down. It's time to grow up. Get strong. Use the same determination that I used to run them streets. Use that same determination to tell Satan, get thee behind me. Get out of my face. The courage to do that. But the good thing is, we're here. And God still gives us the ability so that tomorrow we can both say, yes, I'm pleased with my growth because today we grew a little. Doesn't have to be over the course of years. Sometimes it's minute by minute, occasion by occasion, day by day. We don't need to take a big bite, just nibbles. Just nibbles. I say a lot of small meals is better for you than the three great big meals. So let's nibble our way to better.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. Lord knows he's good. Van, what did you bring tonight to bless us with?
You know, I've been having a pretty emotional week.
I can imagine.
And I wrote this piece a little while ago called God Built.
That sounds like that might be better than Ford built.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know that's right. Well, King, the mic is definitely yours.
Thank you, my brother. I've been broken down to my last molecule, especially when people try to ridicule everything I do. It's true. I'm always the bad guy, the fall guy, that one guy, the shy guy. But when I look in the mirror, things do get brighter because I know whose child I am, the great I am. He created me from dust and dirt, breathed life into me, and it didn't hurt. It gave me a sense of peace to know he chose me to release his word into the world. But every turn, there's something trying to make me feel like I'm nothing. I wear God's armor every day. So how dare you say I'm not a child of the King? It's because of him I truly can sing praises to his pleasure, so he can apply the pressure. And I tell you this, I'm built for this. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Isn't it amazing? God can take dirt, something that we frown upon. We try to keep away from it. We wash it away. It's something very negative in our lives today. But he took dirt and made us.
Made us.
And look at what he did with some dirt.
Yes.
One of the, what we look at it as one of the most unwanted things, that and mosquitoes. You know, he made us from dirt. And he was wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yes. Yes.
And being God built, you can't get no better than that.
Not at all.
I was joking in the beginning, Ford built, but no. That does not, could not, will not ever compare to being God built. I love that piece,
man.
Right.
Thank you, my brother.
It shows the power.
Because,
you know, God. I don't care how bad you were viewed by others as, you know, the black sheep of the family, whatever, as in my case. I was God built. So how dare you? I
God
like
built.
That.
How dare you? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think
you are? Say that as an affirmation. God made me. I'm God
built.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that, I want y'all to hear that. Hear the power in that statement. No matter how many times you fell throughout life, how many mistakes you made, how many times you should have, could have, and would have done something differently had it not been, but it don't matter. You were built by God. How many times your parents might have told you you're not going to ever amount to anything. The teachers tell you that you're not going to be anything. I don't care who told you what. You were God.
Exactly. You're God built.
Wear that on your chest.
Yes.
Don't wear the depression on your chest. Don't wear the less than on your chest. Wear that banner saying, I was built by God.
Yes.
And see how much people got to say about that one. Peace, man. Thank you for that. I really enjoyed that.
To God be the glory.
I think there's several somebodies he wanted to hear that he wants to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. With the way things are today, it's easy to get caught up in the woes of life and to feel helpless. And we don't have to feel that way. We've got somebody on our side that can create, that can beat anything, life, Satan, or anything else has to throw at us. So don't now Satan to bamboozle you into thinking that you are less than, or to allow depression to rule into your life, or to allow fear of your illnesses to inundate your thoughts. Remember, you're God built.
Yes, sir.
You're built for this.
Yes, sir.
So those that are ill and fighting for their lives, remember, you're God built.
Yes.
God don't make no junk. He don't make nothing weak. He don't make nothing frail. He makes you ready to stand the test and to come through it, to turn that test into a testimony. God built for that. And by us being God built, we're built for that. Keep that in your mind when the enemy tries to put some of those other things in there. Time to step off. Step off, you defeated foe. I'm God built, and God's the one that already beat you. So what makes you think you can do anything to me?
That's right.
Unless I allow it, then God built, you don't have to allow it. Own up to that. You are the right lineage. The right lineage. Thank you for that, man. Woo! Yeah, that's some power in there.
My pleasure.
Mm-mm-mm.
God wrote it.
Power in that. I know that's right. I know that's
right. I just listen.
Mm-hmm. Gratefully so that you listen this time, because I know there's times like, yeah, we've spoke about where we're hard-headed and we don't listen to them. We're too busy yelling back or trying to get our rightness across. Imagine that.
Yes.
But we do listen. And we are obedient. These are the types of things that he uses us for. Don't get much better than this.
Amen.
Don't get much better than this. Oh, God.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Oh, man. I can't let you be the only one.
Yes, sir. Enough of me, brother. God, I know God put something in you, too.
That's right. I ain't running today.
That's right. That's right.
Because this platform tonight, I think, is something that we all need to look upon, ponder upon. And if God can use me and anything that he's given me the right to help someone along that way, I'm not about to try to run. So I have a piece that I wrote. Actually, I wrote this the day that I thought about this theme. And it's called Once Upon a Time.
Mic is yours.
And it's a personal stuff. Thank you. Once upon a time, I was carefree, innocent sponge, absorbing some of all that I heard and saw. I was trying to learn about life and how much was for me. What if this would be beneficial for me? Who was I going to be? And how could all this be done while making Mom proud, because it was done politely, ethically, and honorably? And time went on and changes were made as I grew into my own. Still a child, but now I thought I was grown, doing what I wanted and experiencing a good portion of the unknown. I was in that in-between zone, and I was not there alone, laying the foundation for my life when I became grown. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hopeless, dreamless, careless shell of who I am today. I was caught up in the woes of life and self and could care less. I was a walking, talking, clueless mess. Imp of Satan, closing my eyes to righteousness, ignoring how, even in that state, I was being blessed. Because I was a sponge at some point of my life and failed to filter out some dysfunctional things. And what I experienced is what rebellion and disobedience brings. Soaring recklessly on godless wings, hypnotic gyrations and peer expected relations, all contrary to the reason of my creation, fueling my actions, my attraction to fraudulent elation. Excuse me. I just called and interrupted my spot. And time does what it is meant to do, moves on, and something electrified my heart and soul, a newly acquired desire to become truthfully whole. To be proud of me became my goal. The production of my life has now cast me in a completely different role, one where I can step back and ponder all that I have learned and lived through, one where I actually care about what I'm required to do, one where I am more important than you or you or you. And it was there that I found God and grew. Once upon a time, I was experiencing and unknowingly building my foundation for a much better me. I had to go through my past to get across my own Red Sea. I had to get bruised and used to realize that I needed the Holy Trinity. I think I have advanced from where I used to be. Now, I'm now struggling and failing, but the difference is that now I know that I am free. Because my once upon a time was needed to bring me to my knees and save me eternally. All made possible by the one true God and free. And that's that peace.
Oh, man. Man. Paul. You're talking about me being transparent. This was a very transparent piece. And I could tell that God was guiding you as you wrote it because it was very powerful as well. Very powerful piece, Paul.
Thank you. It's amazing what he can do.
Amen.
It's amazing what he can do. And like I said earlier, it's amazing what he has done and will do to a noodle like me. I don't even know what to say. He is.
Right. But he's amazing.
Absolutely. Amazing is the understatement. I don't think there's a real word to really grasp and encompass all that he is.
Right.
But we can always continue to try, because in the trying, we're showing him that we're recognizing and acknowledging him for his greatness, for his magnificence.
Yes.
Oh. God is good. I just got a text where I have to call my job. Van, could you take over for 1 minute and let me contact my job to see what the heck's going on, please? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Folks, please forgive me for this.
All right. We'll go ahead and open up this next mic. Open up the first poet of the evening, none other than Epiphany's own, Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP.
No. Not
the outfit. Well, hey, Donya, look, I didn't label the call, okay? Okay, I didn't label it, okay? You got to talk to Paul about that.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Donya.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? That was a first, but it's all good.
I'm doing shit.
Let me tell you something. I'm good. I'm a little stopped because I was being greedy. But I'm good.
That's all right.
I'm still in recovery from Thursday night, but it's all right. You know what? Y'all, spirit is speaking through y'all tonight. Especially for them pieces and conversation that you had. That was some strong pieces that y'all put out there. I love them, man. And what you were saying, people need to hear that. They really, really need to hear that. Man.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
Amen. 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 So what about you? Are you happy with where you are?
Somewhat. I'm happy with some. Honestly, I've made a lot of improvement on myself, but I'm still a little bit hard-headed because I'm still working on my patience. So I kind of fight with him too a little bit, and I know better. I know better because I know he's going to bless me. But sometimes I just he's like, all right,
yeah.
I know what I deserve. You know, and I know you want to give it to me, but come on.
Right.
So I have to check myself. And it's funny that it's not funny, but it's One of my cousins is a pastor, and he did a sermon tonight called Lip Service. And his thing, what he's saying is, sometimes, you know, we talk so much that not only do we discourage others by doing that, we discourage ourselves because we miss what Spirit is trying to give to us by running our mouths. Thinking
right.
that we know better, we know right, you know, giving them all that lip service instead of just shutting up because he's trying to work with us. Like I said, I think it was last week, you got to give him something to work with. You can't fight him on this or he's going to sit there and he's like, okay, all right, whenever you're ready. And while he's waiting on you to behave, you're missing out on your blessing. I can't get into the whole sermon, but he made a very strong point with that tonight. So, you know, and he said something else about keep your prayer line open to receive when you call on him.
Yes.
You got to keep it open also for those who feel like they can't reach him, even though they can, they just don't know it. You know?
Exactly. Excuse me.
I'm working on my patience. My issue with my patience is because I've been patient all my life with everyone, and I feel like I shouldn't have to continue to endure waiting and waiting and waiting on my blessing because I've always been that patient person. And I'm just being hard-headed. So I'm going to sit back and do what I'm supposed to do and continue to be obedient because I'm not really a bad.
Just a little bit defiant.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all get a little bit impatient with what we talk to him about, what we pray for, because anyone that knows Spirit knows that your blessing is coming.
Amen.
Something is deep inside of us just has to be a little bit defiant there. We just got to go against certain things. I know better. I'm listening. Aside from that, I'm pleased with my growth because I ain't going to get into it, but I am pleased. I came a long way. With just dealing with life and learning how to accept certain things, and I'm just getting an understanding about certain things in life. And this road is not, my journey is not easy. I don't know about y'all, but mine is not easy.
Right.
But I know it's worth it in the end. So I'm good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. Man, I hear you. Keep letting them work on you.
Oh, yeah. Got to, because the day he stops working on you, something is wrong.
Yeah, see, and that's what I be trying
to tell people. Why you down here anyway?
That's what I be trying to tell people. If the devil ain't messing with you, then you need to check yourself. You need to check yourself for real.
Yes.
You need to check yourself. Because that means...
Man, look.
That he don't need to mess with you because he already got you if he ain't messing with you.
Go. There you go. What did y'all say earlier about you were talking about asking for an increase? You are so right because you got to be careful when you ask for that increase.
Man, listen.
Okay, because
listen.
Your test will increase. I know. I know firsthand. Okay, because I have allowed the devil in. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He's going to come in if you ain't letting him. But he's going to keep scratching at that window pane. He's going to be like, hey, I'm over here. Why don't you look at this? I'm trying to tempt you to do stuff. Look at me. You know, he can't get in if you don't let him in.
Yeah.
But he will try.
See,
I ain't going to stop him from trying.
What be happening is you be like, God, please enlarge my territory. Please give me that increase. And then when God opened up your territory, and he opened up your territory, then you sit back and be like, God, I didn't ask for this kind of increase. Oh, no. You weren't specific. You weren't specific.
Yep.
So God gave you the increase that he know that you need, but now you just got to accept it and move forward.
Right. That is so right. People don't understand that. You definitely have to be specific. You are talking to him. He wants
right.
you to give him detail. I mean, he already know what you want, but he's not going to give you what you're not going to ask for.
That's right.
Especially if he feel like you don't deserve it. Well, you are absolutely right, man. I learned the hard way. But they say wisdom doesn't come from not learning anything. It comes from making mistakes through trial and error. That's where your wisdom comes from. So, it's all good.
I love it. Now, what did you bring for us tonight?
Yes, because inquiring minds want to know, Danielle.
Oh, wait. That's Paul. Hey, Paul.
Yeah. Danielle, I'm so sorry for mislabeling your number. Please forgive me.
all the time. You don't even have to ask.
But at least I put you down as a sexy diva.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
There
you go.
Hey, man, did I worm my way out of that one? Did I wiggle out of that
you
one?
Did. You wiggled out of that one real good, Paul. I mean, real good. Good job.
Paul always up to no good. But it's all right. It's okay. I still love you nonetheless. It's all good.
I love you too, Danielle.
You love me?
I love you. Oh, that's too cute. Mm-mm-mm. So as Van asked, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, this is an old piece that I came across flipping through my pages looking for something because I'm hard headed. I ain't right. I don't know. I didn't write. But I kind of tweaked it a little bit, and it's called Step by Step.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. I often get asked the question, is it just so peaceful now? Because they claim to have seen my trauma over the years, and what unlikely they have. Now, the sarcastic philosopher in me wants to ask, at what temperature was the water before God gave the sky permission to crumble? But they probably take offense or laugh from misunderstanding. So in hoping that this may possibly help them one day. I tried to put it as simple as I may. First, I simply say, Lord, I submit and release all to you so that I can be free. Next, when you drowned in the sea of discontent, sorrow, and heartache as much as I have, you learn not to panic. Rise and rinse yourself off. Meaning, I sat alone with my thoughts, seeking counsel from within. That's where spirit lies. But I learned a long time ago all my answers come from spirit within. By listening, I found my courage by calming my fear because being in touch with spirit connected me to what is real. When your eyes have been opened to what is real, there is no more holding on to hurt or stress. Faith and working towards better is all that matters, because you know that you can continue. But what makes even better sense? Knowing spirit is working and walking arm in arm right there with you.
Nice. Very nice. Paul. Right, well, did we lose him? Are you muted, Paul? You muted? Mute
no,
your
I,
mic.
I was going to Gina Storm. I was muted. Oh, Lord. I'm all discombobulated right now. My job is steady calling me, and, you know, every time they call you, it changes your screen. And I was in the middle of doing my piece. And finally, when I got through, come to find out, they trying to get me to come to work right now. But that ain't happening. So I'll come in after the show is over. Because, you know, money don't buy everything. Money's good, but I done put in a good amount of overtime, so much so that I'm exhausted. I'm going to get my strength back. This is what this platform, listening to the other poets and other saints, have to say. We hold each other up. We sharpen each other. We encourage each other. We empower each other on this program. So Boston Market can wait. The Inspiration Factory comes first. And, Danielle, thank you for that step-by-step. You know that part where you said something about your eyes being opened, you know, then you know something. And once you know it, you can't unknow it. You know, so you just have to move on and grow from there. But you really laid out, like, the process, step by step. You know, we can't do it all at once. We got to do it little by little, go through what we have to go through. And I'm going to shut my mouth before I say everything and Van get mad at me.
Oh, man. Oh, shucks.
I love you too, man.
Oh, shucks. Who are we to you?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. And you think I'm going to pass this up to go to work? Y'all, they must be crazy. They don't know what we do on here.
They lost their minds.
Okay.
Okay.
Their entire mind. So, if y'all wanted me to leave tough, you're stuck with me tonight. I don't think
anyone's complaining about that, Paul.
I'm glad to hear
okay,
that.
Okay. Give me one second, gentlemen.
Yeah.
My sexy diva. This VIP needs y'all to pray for her, and her family. Her father might have cancer. She needs y'all prayers. Some send up some prayers with power, please. She just asked me to ask all that.
I'm gonna tell her we're about to do that right now. If y'all would just join me at the throne, Heavenly Father, we come before you, praising your name. With gratitude and thanks, Father God, that you gave us a way to approach your throne. So, Father God, with that permission of yours, we are approaching your throne of mercy, Father God, asking that you would cover Adrienne and her family, Father God. We don't know what the diagnosis will be, but we are placing it in your hand, Father God. We ask that you would have your way, Lord. Turn this test into a testimony, Father God. Bring him through, praising your name, Lord. But in the interim, in the process, Lord, we ask that you would give power and peace to the family members that are going to go through this with him. This is not an easy undertaking. It's not something that's done lightly. It's a scary time in anyone's life that hears that C word. So, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them that peace that defies understanding, Father God, that you would give them both the power, the strength, and the touch from you to allow them to go through what they must go through. And we thank you in advance for what it is that you're about to do, Lord. We love you, Father, and we pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Adrian, if you're listening. But no, your father will be added to my prayer list and my prayer groups. So he will be covered with prayer. You just hang on to that faith. It's times like this when it's hard. It's easy to have faith when it's somebody else that's going through some things. But when it hits home, it's hard because of the fear of losing someone or someone that you love
going through something very unpleasant. So we understand. Yes. Just cling tenaciously to the cross. He promised us he would never leave or forsake us.
Right.
And in saying that, he's with you. Just remember that. Don't allow the enemy to fill you with doubt and with fear right now. Now is when you need to look to your to the hill from whence cometh your help. And know that we're behind you 100%. Anytime, night and day, you need to talk, cry, pray, whatever, call me. You got my number. God bless you, Queen. Oh,
yes.
That's so sad.
Amen.
That C word just, it does so much to me. I've lost so much of my family because of that C word. But I know so many people that have beat that C word. So there is hope.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Don't be discouraged. Because we have the ultimate physician on our side.
Amen. Amen.
Do no better than that. Thank you for delivering that message, that request to us, Danielle. See? She must have been on my mind subconsciously. That's why I put your name under her number.
And you know what? It could be.
Her name under your number.
Could be. No coincidence. Things happen for a reason.
Okay. No such animal as a coincidence.
Okay.
That's right.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Danielle, thank you so much for that piece, because that piece, yeah, like everything I've heard thus far is just something that I can get some meat from. And you know I'm greedy. I like to eat. I'm chomping down tonight. Thank you for the meal, Danielle.
Absolutely.
You're ever so welcome.
But before we let you go, you're not going to get away quite that easily. Before we let you go, a little bird told me that you got some things going on in the Epiphany family, in the Epiphany realm, in the Epiphany kingdom. Would you like to elaborate on what's going on with you and Epiphany?
Sure. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Dan the Man Phillips. That's a place where you can come in and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Monday nights, where we alternate with Rain, Raw with Rain, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. And I co-host with Epiphany's own CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, who works on the event page and does an awesome job. Poetic. Y'all come on by Monday night, because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and y'all will love being able to tap into your creative side. Wednesday nights at 9, I'm in the Love Zone with my co-host, Ms. VIP. Now, there's a topic. It's up in the air right now, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you guys are going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, you are a busy lady.
I try.
I love it.
Job. But man, you can't talk because you're kind of busy yourself. So
just a little bit.
You can't talk. Just a little bit, huh?
How many shows?
Just
you
a little bit. I host a few shows.
So Van, you might as well go ahead and fill us in on what you host as well. You know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're already here.
Your 6-11 job.
Right, for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, you just heard the Soul Cafe with author Larry Maddox. the CEO himself, y'all, for real, the Poet Douglas, Ascenso Giannis running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we're going to jump down to Thursday nights, where it's The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then this Saturday will be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Back to you, Paul.
Wow.
Four shows.
Like I said, he got
and he got 6-11 jobs. Yeah, he got 6-11 jobs. And he's the station manager.
Okay.
I have a few privileges. You know, just a few privileges.
Yeah,
that's all right.
So between the two of you, you don't touch every night of the week, pretty much, don't you?
You could say that.
Yeah. I'm 3 shows in. He's 4. Plus uh-huh. station manager. I get some breaks.
Yes, you do get
an
awful break.
Big head to wear that many hats.
It's pretty big. Smart Alec.
Did I tell you that I did that
next to you see what he do to me, Danielle? Y'all see what he do to me? You see what he do to me? All right.
Now you see what I deal with, right?
Well, you got a break tonight, Danielle. See, I'm gonna share the nubs to everybody.
Okay.
Oh man. Okay, Danielle, we're gonna send you over to the Praise Lounge and keep things moving because I guess I'm going to go to work tonight. Oh boy, eventually, but not right now. But thank you so much for your faithfulness in coming through. Thank you for all that you do for Epiphany, and thank you just for being you.
Man, don't make me emotional. You're welcome. I love you guys.
Van, I can't win. Either I'm being nasty to her, or not to tell me don't be nice to her. What am I supposed to do?
Women, I'm a big old. You know, I'm a big old love bug. I'm just seeing the appeal. That's all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, that's right. All right, Danielle. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
One mic.
Oh, man. Man, I tell you, between the two of y'all, y'all make me tired. I thought I was doing a lot of work. Y'all make me tired. So we're gonna keep
we're just waiting for you to come on through more often, you know, so we can get you on a lot of these shows that we on. That's all. It's no problem. We got time.
Well, Van, we'll talk about that later. We got other callers.
That's fine. That's who we got next.
I'm gonna try to flip the script real quick. We're gonna bring on none other than Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings. Blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
In the words of Tina Storm, happy Sunday. I like that.
Happy Sunday.
Beautiful place.
If y'all don't mind giving me a second. Poetic. Your piece touched me so deeply, and I, too, thank you for your transparency.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Absolutely. You know, many have debated my fabulous off and on during the years, and both of you know the reason for that. But many think that because I get on the various shows for the various years and say I'm fabulous, that somehow I don't have issues, problems, difficulties, and I most certainly have and continue to. Life is a learning process, and we don't stop growing unless we stop learning from our mistakes and watching, observing humanity and their mistakes and growing from them and our own. And so with that said, here is a brand new piece. You will see when I post the pictures, I have posted, I'm going to be posting pictures throughout my life because there has been changes to my soul during this walk called life and coming to know Jesus on a personal level. This piece is called Changing Under Christ.
Wow, what better place to change? The mic is yours, Queen.
I've walked a long road to have become the Christian I am today. I'm still human, still subject to the flesh, and of course, I fall short of the cross and must ask for forgiveness. What I have that I didn't have in my past was my strong relationship to Jesus. You see, I didn't know Jesus or really anything about him in my early life. Not one human on this earth, woman or man, is perfect. We may think we are, but in actuality, we are not. We may think that other folks are perfect, yet they all face with issues and problems, no matter if they are great or small. In the long run, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We must keep this in mind. After this life is over, we have an accounting of our human actions. These are just a few truths I've learned over time. I believe I always was God's daughter above any other situation or circumstances I faced. Even when I didn't recognize him or understand anything about him, I was still his beloved daughter. He has kept me alive throughout some of the most devastating circumstances. In order that I may proclaim his love for the sinners, those that are disenfranchised, those that are poor and homeless. Believe me, you are loved in a way that is unlike man's love. Man puts boundaries and conditions on love. Jesus's love is greater, deeper than any human love you have ever known in your life. I'm here to warn you. We are fast moving into the end times. We have already seen the pestilence, as in COVID. We have seen our children slaughtered. We have seen drugs and alcohol overtake our communities. The apostles died in horrific ways to proclaim the gospel because there is a greater, higher calling on our lives than what is judged and valued in earthly terms. there are going to be great tribulations, meaning great suffering, like unknown in human history. It's coming, folks. Please turn from sin and earthly ways. Turn back to God, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm far better off than I have ever been before. For I'm a sinner saved by the blood of Jesus. I now know Jesus well, and he is my provider, my comforter, my sanctification, my redeemer, my stronghold. I may not have acquired great wealth or fame, but what I do have is Jesus, and no greater power on earth or in the spiritual realm. Only the power of Jesus the Christ is the most powerful above all others. Only he can win the battles that folks say cannot be overcome, the circumstances too great for humanity. Jesus has overcome and won it all. He has already won the battle you face. Have strength and power. Only Jesus the Christ can overcome. All great or small, will have to bow before the King of Kings. Be assured of that. We are his children. We have been preordained before our birth with powers of our Father, God, and his Son, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. In the words of John Newton, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone. I've been set free. Been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Ransomed me. And like a flood, like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, oh amazing grace. The earth soon dissolved like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace, grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let us all sing to the Lord God Almighty his praises, regardless of our circumstances or problems. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical angel, queen, and peace.
Very good, very good, very good, very good. Awesome, peace. Changing of the Christ. Particularly light, where you were, you said something about the us having higher callings on our lives, higher than the things that we get told about ourselves from other humans. That kind of ties into or adds fuel to Van's piece, God built. We have a higher calling than what they call us, what they say we are. We're God built, you know. We are bigger and better than anything anybody walking this earth or under this earth can throw at us. You know, that's a powerful aspect of that piece. It was a beautiful piece, though, Mary. Thank you so much for bringing that to us. And thank you for
thank
some
you.
Fresh things
I tonight. Appreciate that. And yes, sometimes I have had all kinds of various negative labels thrown at me, and it has become difficult at times to walk past those labels and to keep moving forward because they are hurtful. We are humans after all, and those negatives still hurt us, and it's up to us to step beyond those. And like y'all said, Satan comes against us hard, and he knows our weaknesses and will play upon them as much as he possibly can do. And all we can do is stay in prayer and stay connected to the Holy Trinity and gain our strength from them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I agree with you, Poetic, in when you lose things and not necessarily material things, you can get extremely depressed, and life can throw you many curveballs, but ultimately it's what we do after we have failed and pull ourselves up off that ground and put one foot in front of the other and know that Jesus is walking right beside us.
Amen.
Blessings, Kings. Thank you so much for the platform.
Thank you for taking advantage of it. Yes.
And shout out to For Real for doing all this and providing this all these years. God bless him.
Amen.
Yes, yes. God bless him. Amen. All right. One love, one mic. God bless you, Amelia.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Amelia.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece, man. I'm telling you, y'all showing off tonight.
They definitely
y'all
showing
just
off
showing
tonight,
off,
man.
We're going to keep
next?
Things moving right
who,
along.
Who we got next?
Area code 215. With the hands.
Hey, 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 brother.
Hey, hey, what's
how are
up,
y'all?
Glad to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you doing awake this time of night?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I was falling asleep. I said, Lord, please hang on. Paul has invited me and invited me and invited me. And every time I wake up and it's like 12 o'clock and I'm like, oh, my God. I missed it again. And then I said, oh, I'm catching this on you. I pulled out a poem. I said, ready. I was ready. Cancel. I'm like, oh, come on now.
No, no, you ain't, you're not
getting
off
that. But it ain't for a lack of love. It ain't for a lack of love, and it ain't for a lack of trying. I'm gonna tell you that.
Trust me, we know and we understand, and we appreciate you just for your desire to be here, even though you cannot at times, because that rest that you're taking is what you're gonna, what you needed to go through what you're going through. So there's a reason
this
for everything.
True. This is true. And I was sitting here thinking about what y'all was talking about. If you know that y'all were happy with your progress that you have made so far.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever heard, like, when somebody passes away and you go to the funeral and they say, oh, he was a good guy. He was this and this and this and this and this. But did you ever hear when you're alive and you're walking around in the world and people have nothing but good things to say about you? It's really about God put you here for a reason. And sometimes we won't even know what that reason is. And, you know, we kick ourselves down. Like, you know, even Jesus asked God a question when he was on the cross. He said, why, Father, you know? And I believe my God has a sense of humor. I believe that he knows my heart. He already knows what Deborah's going to do. And he could come down here anytime and say, you know what, I'm sick of this. Deborah, you already knew you wasn't going to straighten up and fly, right? So we just going to take you right on out, okay? In some churches you go to, they make it so, like, you might as well just sit down, because I don't care how many aspirin you take and how many Tylenols or whatever, and how many good compliments you give out, and how good you are in a day, you can't make it to heaven, because we already picked 144,000, and the bus is already full. So sit down and stop trying. Stop trying. But my God tells me, he didn't tell me that. He did not tell me that. So I keep pushing, right?
Amen.
And it's about what people, you know, like, there's some comedian that said, if you don't have a couple of haters, you know, by 12 o'clock, go out there and get you some. And if you got some spare ones you don't want.
I know that's right.
Let me tell you what I told you. This old boyfriend I had, every day we was arguing about, you know, if a guy knocked on my door, you know, the mailman, and he knocked on the door because he got me a letter I got to sign. Okay. What did he knock on the door for? Oh, he'll start an argument about that. And we, 4 o'clock, he's still going. And I said, that man's home with his wife, loving and probably hugging and curled up together. And we sitting here wasting all this time arguing about what? I'm right here with you. I haven't been out the house. What is the argument about? And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's from guilty conscience, you know, they have to start an argument with you, you know, to take the light off of them and put it on you. Or they have to belittle you enough where they can control you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned, my sister and I, my youngest sister and I, we just started talking. We hadn't talked for 4 years over a conversation. She has a problem with her temper. And when she gets mad, even though you turn your phone off, don't answer, whatever, she will get a message to you. So she texts some very nasty stuff to me, very nasty stuff. And I ignored it. But I was on the phone with, I'll call her my sister-in-law because she has kids by my brother. And you know how you have the little devil on one shoulder, you got the angel on the other.
Uh-huh.
And so my angel was telling me, just ignore her. But I was reading her the text that my sister was sending, you know. And see, my thing is I normally just delete them, you know. I don't even read them. Just keep on deleting, you know. Because I always said if you want to stop an argument, one of us got to shut up. Somebody can shut up. And then you're sitting there looking stupid because you're talking to yourself, right? Okay. So anyway, I'm reading the text to her, and she's like, say something back, you know. And the little girl was like, yeah, say something back. you know? And I text back something that involved so many people. You'd be surprised that things could just roll like a ball on a bowling alley and knock over a whole lot of pins when you only intended it to hit the one pin, right? And so anyway, we hadn't spoken for 4 years, and my mother is so lonesome. She finally, my brother-in-law passed away, and I went to the funeral, which was very hard for me to go because I have a lung problem I'm going through from having COVID. And so I, you know, when she was leaving, she grabbed my hand and she looked me in the eyes like, "Hi, I love you," you know. And I actually could not stand up at that time, you know, to acknowledge her and give her a hug, you know, and let her know, you know, hey, it never was me. The argument was over as soon as you hung up, as far as I was concerned. But anyway, Nick Morton, she we're speaking now, okay?
Good.
She calls me every day. She calls me 10 times a day, okay? And the whole time I was thinking, God said, love everyone. He didn't say, you know, oh, well, if he eats his cereal, you can love him. You know, he loves no matter what we do. He don't pick out, you know, Deborah, you said something yesterday, and so I don't love you today, you know. And he don't pick out days. He love us today and love us tomorrow. And he don't love us for this or he don't do so my thing is, I love everyone, regardless of who you want to be, you know? And like I said, my thing about the group is when somebody walking around in the world has something great to say about you, then you know you're going in the right direction. And what Paul said about how we continue to grow, okay? And that's absolutely 100% true. Teachers that teach your children in school they can't stop at where they started in 1999, right? And they stopped their education in 1999. Now are they going to teach the new kids when their education just stopped? They didn't go back. They didn't read the newer books, right? So what is there to talk about? Like they can't teach the new stuff if we don't continue to learn, is what I'm trying to get at. So we have to continue to learn, and we have to stop knocking ourselves down, and we have to know that a God has a sense of humor, and he knows Paul. Man, look, you did some stuff in your back in the day, but guess what?
Okay.
You know what? He done forgave you for that. We don't need to hear all this stuff that you done did. We know, man, look, how many I have saved my life. You have so much for me you don't even know. And I try every time I do hear from you to let you know that I appreciate you, okay? I appreciate you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to even talk in front of anyone, you know? And you know, express. My poetry is my therapy, you know? And listening to y'all, I used to call in and try to be first so I could, you know, be in line and hear everybody. And I try to hold on. I had some crazy phones in my life where they cut off. The battery wouldn't stay charged, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you're here now.
I'm taking a
yeah,
okay.
Now,
okay.
And you
shut up,
charge now, and you're awake now. So God must have given you something that you're supposed to share with us. All of the things that kept you from us for a while are gone.
I haven't wrote a new poem in quite a while. So I found
That's
one
okay.
from 2014, and it's called Bandage, okay? And
okay. The mic is yours.
It popped, It popped up for a reason. I don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
A bandage is what you think of when you have a cut or a sore. But what kind of bandage do you use when your life can't take anymore? You go into a bar to get yourself a drink, so you don't have to feel the pain and you don't have to think. Everyone tell you that you're doing something wrong. And how many times did you listen to this song? It's hard to pull a bandage off when a wound still hurts. You look around for comfort and all your friends have just you. They left you on your own to figure out what to do, what you should do. And this, we find out, is between your bandage and you. You could pull it off real fast, but the pain may be too great. If you think you leave it and you just gotta get some air in the morning, you might not even care. Let's hope that it heals and doesn't leave a scar. But sometimes a wound can go too far. In peace.
All right, Deborah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Okay. I'm mishearing you, Deborah. I'm mishearing you. Because I always enjoy your pieces. You know, they're straight to the point, you know, and you speak a lot of truth. And you can tell that you're speaking from experience and from heart. And I'm so glad that you didn't go too far with when you were saying that, you know, I did a lot of stuff back in the day.
I just wanted to tell you we kicked ourselves. We don't need nobody in the street to do it. We do enough
okay,
all by ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shirt.
The bandage. That's a powerful piece. That's a powerful piece. I like that. Van, what you think about that?
I agree. It's a powerful piece. Like I said, it's good to have a back, you know, come through and mm-hmm. share what God has you to share. And, you know, somebody needed to hear that. I know I did. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we got a lot of callers with their hands up, so we're going to keep things moving. So I don't hear nothing from my job talking about what time are you coming before I get mad.
Oh,
my
yeah.
I don't want to do that. But, Deborah, thank you for fighting sleep and hanging out with us tonight. I appreciate you so much for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. I miss you guys.
One love.
Miss you too,
baby. One love, one night.
One love, one
night. God bless you.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was one of my, we've been friends for a lot of time, long time, I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Deborah Winton Lyles. But we're going to keep things moving right along because we got a gangster granny out here with her hands up, and we don't want to keep her waiting too long because she might show you why she's called gangster granny. Mama, how are you, love?
I'm here in the hospital.
Yes, we know that.
I'm recovering from COVID. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember why somebody came and called an ambulance when I live alone. I don't know how they even knew I was sick. I don't have any clue, actually, of anything that's going on. Seriously, I have no recollection of. I know probably how I got sick. Going to All You Can Eat, and people not moving and washing, using the same utensil and dropping the utensil down in the food. But as far as me, just remembering how I got sick, I don't even know. I don't even know who came in. I know I was in the ambulance and some reason. I don't remember not being able to breathe. I don't remember any of it. just ended up in the hospital. And I'm grateful
God knew
that
his daughter was in need.
Right.
He sent somebody to your aid.
Ooh, I've been here for over, I know, 2 weeks now. And I just basically lay in here finding out who I am. And I don't even think I deserve the person that God has shown me that I am, but I'm not going to argue. I've never seen so much love. I have the same friends throughout life from elementary school that love me, and they call and say things like, I always told everybody you were a good person. I mean, to me, it's just being a good person is just, I guess it was just, I always wanted to be a good person. But this is beyond being a good person. This is God showing me things that it's unbelievable that how much people from different lands, different countries, different races, different everything, just how they have something, some signature of me in their heart, some kind of way. It's amazing. It's like I don't even want to be bragging or trying to explain it because it's baffling me. It's like, wow, what is this? I'm overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I'm not a saint. You know, and I always ask God to let me hold on to my little badness because I need my little badness. You know? I need my little badness. But, you know, it's just really amazing. But I just wanted to tell you all how much I love you and let you know how much love is pouring in. And
amen.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a firm believer that God meets us where we're needed to be met.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that he's showing you love that's out there for you. He's showing you the fruits of your efforts over the years, the lives that you've touched. You know, a lot of us, after we're gone, you know, people talk about, oh, how this person did this for me in my life, or how they changed my life, this, that, and the other. You're getting your flowers while you're yet here. And that's a beautiful thing. That by itself shows how much God knows.
It's amazing. I fuss with them. I tell them, you know, don't sanctify me. I don't understand it. I mean, it's I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if you just go to my page and just look, it's people that, I mean, poems, the most amazing poems I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I can't even explain it. All I can say is it's well with my soul.
Amen.
What better place to be than well within your soul? Oh. Beautiful.
Amen.
I want you to continue listening to the show because I don't think God is through revealing some things to you yet. Just relax, get your strength back, and listen to that still small voice of God. And know that you are loved, and know that there's a purpose. And you're hearing some of what your purpose in life was. And that was just to touch other people. And you're seeing that you have done that. And you are doing that. And you still have to do that. So we need you to get yourself together and get up out that hospital and come on back and fuss at us and be the gangster granny and the mama oaf all rolled up in one because we need you.
Let me play this for you.
Sure, go ahead.
It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Whatever. Yes, Lord, taught me to say, it is well. It is well. Trust me. Trust me. It is well with my soul.
Amen. I love hearing that.
Amen.
I used to have a cassette of my great uncle who had a beautiful baritone voice, and I had a cassette tape of him that I found after he had passed away with him. I didn't even know he could sing. He was singing that song, It Is Well With My Soul, and it gave me goosebumps. Oh,
my God. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. He is worthy to be praised.
When we
yes,
can say
is.
That.
Hallelujah.
When we can say that. That it is well with my soul. There's no evil stirring. Oh, just for tonight, just remember, thank God that it is well, that it is well, and listen,
hallelujah,
with my soul, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes.
Praise his mighty name.
Yes,
oh my
yes.
God.
Praise him. Praise him. In the midst of the storm, praise him.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because it is weak.
Yes.
I love you all. Thank you for letting me hear.
Absolutely.
Continue to listen.
I'm so glad that you did come through with that, Mama O. God bless you. And you know that you're well loved. And you are definitely being prayed for.
Just indeed.
Yes.
Look forward to
yes.
what God has in store.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen. Amen. One love, one mic. God bless you, Mama.
God bless
you. Thank you. For who God bless that no man curse.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I have truly, truly, truly been blessed. I have never seen anything like it. I try to tell somebody. See, I shouldn't tell nobody. To just keep it to myself, but I can't take it. I can't take it by myself. I'm overwhelmed. I've never seen so much love pour out for one little old lady. It's amazing. And I just want to tell you guys how much I love you. How much a part of my life that you are. You know, I'm going to let that go. Cut me off because I can't stop talking.
We love you, Mama. One love.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, folks, come on. There we go. That's a perfect example of how your faith is supposed to work. Even in the midst of all that she's going through, she can boldly say, praise God, it is well with my soul. That's when you know that you know God and that you know what he has in store for you.
Amen.
Beautiful thing.
Amen.
We love you, Mama.
Indeed, indeed.
Okay, I think we have one more caller. And I'm going to bring her on right about now, hailing from the
great country of Canada, folks. Welcome to the mic,
hey.
Lady A.
Hey,
hey
Lady.
Thank
Ranger.
You.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just listening to the words of listening to Mama O, wish her well, get better soon. And, you know, I was just thinking that that's my favorite hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. And I have my, yeah, it's my favorite song, and I want it to be sung at my funeral. And even though I feel like it is well with my soul, if I were to kick the bucket tonight, I know where I go. But at the same time, it doesn't say that we're not going to go through trials and tribulations or heartache and pain. And even though you can be in a lot of pain, I am right now for my kids, and it's been a long, long journey with that, and it doesn't seem to go away. And I, even though that's taking place, I know that it is well with my soul. But I remember when I first became a Christian, I thought all that stuff would be gone. I wouldn't have to go through any hard times because I became a Christian because I love the Lord, and I will bypass all of that life stuff. And it's just not true. And it's just how you manage it. I think that the strength that I get is from God. And sometimes I even shout out loud, okay, I've had enough, can't do it anymore. And then, you know, some changes will take place. But I think I made the mistake of thinking that my life would be all a smooth sliding sheet of ice, like, you know, just everything going great. And it's not like that. It's just that you have something, you have the Lord to cling to when you go through that stuff. And sometimes it's not in our lifetime that it's going to go away either, and which I wish it would go away. But we're not guaranteed that what the lessons are. I don't know, like, I don't want to come back. You know, some people say, oh, you come back, your life isn't finished, your job is not done. But I just the purpose I have yet to find out, I really have. And I just go anyways, just keep walking one foot in front of the other. That's all you can do. And so go ahead.
No, I said, you're right. That's all we can do.
Yeah. I wrote this 3 years ago, and it's called The Path Less Traveled, if I may.
Yes, the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Daily, devil deceives. Sometimes we believe. The lies he tells us, doubts infiltrate with ease. Promises are given from the throne of heaven, mercy and forgiveness, gifts of love and protection. Fear lays dead in the past. Future built with guidance, follow the path less traveled, your voice no longer silenced. Heed the voice within, it speaks truth without din. Look to goodness, stay the course, don't give up, push forward, hear God's voice, and peace.
Short but yet powerful.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. Powerful indeed.
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just saying powerful indeed. You know, it's always, I'm in awe of the poems that are very short, but chock full of wisdom and knowledge in few words. So I love that, Lady A. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cool.
That's something I
love
in
it when
category.
You parlay a little français.
oui, mademoiselle, oui.
Oh, parlez-vous français?
Yeah.
Je comprends peu que je parle. Je parle un petit peu seulement.
Un petit.
Comprenez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
You feel awesome.
All right, I stop my load now. We can stop. I've stopped my watch. No more.
It's hilarious.
But yeah, that's a powerful piece, you know.
You know, I put that in the category of a stand the man type poem. He would give you something with six lines and have you scratching your head because you're in deep thought because there was so much food in those six lines. You know, and I respect the ability to really put your feelings and put a point out in a short piece. And that's what you did tonight.
Yeah.
You put a packed a lot of food into a little bitty piece.
Thank you
very much. That takes skill and that takes obedience because only God can help us do those types of things. The past.
I have a lot of questions for him when I get there because
I don't understand what's going on in life.
Like, why do some people have so much heartache and so many burdens to carry, and yet you know you keep trusting,
yeah.
The changes are slow. For example, I have to say something to be thankful for is my middle daughter, who's had issues with drug addiction for quite a long time, and she has blamed me for all of her poor choices, and so that has caused her to be estranged from me. And something that I try not to burden myself with, but she's my child and a grown woman, but it's on my mind all the time. You know, I've lost this girl. And she blocked me off of Facebook many years ago. And I went on a couple weeks ago, and I always try to check and see if I can see her on there, and she's unblocked me. So that's a small miracle for me. She hasn't spoken to me, but she's unblocked me so that I can see her and she can see me. So that's to me was a gift.
That's a step.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The glory in that.
Yeah.
We can question him, but in questioning him, we don't lose our faith. You know, you
That's
just
right.
stick with your faith, man. You're going to be in a long line waiting to question him about some things. But you know,
yeah.
once we get that
glory.
Well,
the one I
want
to get at first is Eve, because she's the cause of all of it. So.
Right. You know,
she wrecked
so
a good thing, you know?
To us once we're there. Once we're there, so much will be revealed to us, we might not even have to question anything else.
Oh, we'll be happy. There'll be the happiness
there,
will be,
and we're gonna be
there's
so
not
going to
be any kind of questions like
glory.
That. No,
yeah.
Too much happiness.
We'll be so filled with his glory, those questions will be lost. They'll be forgotten. We'll just
yep.
be too busy just
absolutely.
In awe of what we are actually in the – of who we are actually in the presence of. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Lady A, it's great to hear your voice again.
Great to be
you.
Here, and thank you for picking up and taking me and listening to my piece tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
And you will also be in the prayers. All of you guys will be in my prayers.
Thank you.
We're about to end
thank
the program. But thank you so much for coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, you too. Night. Thank you.
God bless you. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, wow, it's been a beautiful night, beautiful night.
Yes, it has.
Van, my brother, would you mind giving us that wonderful Epiphany Rundown?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Raw with Rain and Essentially Janice. Tuesday night's going to be the War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night's the Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's going to be the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday, Communion Sunday, for another edition of... Come on, Paul, what's the show? Nah, I'm just kidding. The Inspiration Factory. With your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Yes. Well, before you pass it back to me, Van, would you give that life-saving public service announcement that we'd like to give on the Aspiration Factor?
Absolutely. The most important thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this Jesus that we speak of, this God that we serve, you can reach out to Paul Sampson directly or yours truly, Fam Meadows, directly, and we will be happy to usher you into the presence of the Lord. We can't save you. Let me repeat that. We cannot save you, but we can show you how you can be saved, because that comes from yourself, from within. But we will be glad to show you and guide you and pray with you. So just let us know. Paul, back to you.
Yes. Now, if you all would just join me at the phone. Heavenly Father, we come to you with grateful hearts this evening, thanking you for the words that you have allowed us to share with one another. Father God, you've heard the reports of so much illness within your ranks. Father God, your scribes are in need of you. We ask that you touch them, Father God, that your healing would be upon them, Lord, that your love and mercy would be felt within them, Father God. Empower them to go through what they must go through. Father, we ask that you would give mercies to all of our callers and listeners, those that could come and those that could not for whatever reasons, that you would be with them and protect them for the upcoming week, that we might meet here again, once again, at the Inspiration Factory, Lord, to praise you and to share our gift from you. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that's due your mighty name. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bye. Come on and worship him. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.